The Pribilof Island of St. Paul lost an important elder this month. Mary Nikolai Bordakovsky passed away at age 90. As KUCB's Lauren Rosenthal reports, Bordakovsky was devoted to preserving Unungan culture and history.
Bordakovsky was born January 9, 1923, to Nikolai and Olga Kozlov on St. Paul Island. She was a fixture in many regional Native organizations throughout her life and even traveled to the Smithsonian Institution to consult on the museum's Alaska Native collections. But her close family friend, Sharon Svarney Livingston, says some parts of Unungan history were hard for Bordakovsky to share.
And one of the things that she was always really adamant about remembering, even though she didn't like to talk about it very much, was the internment during World War II.
Bordakovsky was pregnant and already had two small children when St. Paul was evacuated in 1942. She and other Pribilof Island residents were taken to Funter Bay in southeast Alaska. The conditions at the camp there were horrendous. Even though it was painful to discuss, Bordakovsky didn't want it to be forgotten, so she allowed herself to be interviewed for Aleut Story, a 2005 documentary about the Aleut internment. As Bordakovsky describes in this clip from Aleut Story, she and other Unungan women in the camp decided to lobby the government for better treatment.
So we all got together and had a meeting, and then we wrote this letter. I'll read it. We, the people of this place, wants a better place than this to live. This place is no place for a living creature. We drink in pure water and then get sick. The children get skin disease. Why they not take us to a better place to live and work for ourselves? Do we have to see our children suffer? We all have rights to speak for ourselves.
After the war, Bordakovsky returned to St. Paul to raise her family. She had seven children of her own, but she taught dozens more at Unungan culture and science camps throughout the state. Her friend Svarney Livingston taught with her at Unalaska's Camp Kanayu. Svarney Livingston says Bordakovsky's skills seem to go on forever.
Basketry, dance, song, language. I mean, she knew everything. You could ask her to teach something and she would know how to teach it.
Bordakovsky was a patient and engaging instructor, and she returned to many camps year after year to teach. But she had a special link to the children of St. Paul, her home village. She taught at a marine stewardship camp there a few years back. Before Bordakovsky left, her young students gave her a nickname.
And they called her Stuparach Anatha, which means mending mother. And it was probably given to her by them because of all the crafts she taught them with the sewing and, you know, with the seal gut and the fur seals. But I think it came to mean to everybody else that she kind of was the mending mother of the culture. She helped bring things back, she helped keep things going, so that it would outlive all the elders and be passed down to the other generations.
Bordakovsky was laid to rest in St. Paul on Saturday. She's survived by four sons and her sister, Justina Gilmore. In Unalaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.